Habido 3 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B, on the phone with us right now as we're getting ready for Black Restaurant Week to kick off. I got Teresa Garza with Spire on here with us, and also Emily Brown, who is the winner of this year's Nourishing Communities Award, and also the founder and CEO of Free From Market. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing great. Thank you. Having us on.
I am excited to have both of y'all on here. I want to start with Emily here because you are the winner of this year's Nourishing Community Awards. Tell me about the process of you applying for this award and winning. How did it make you feel?
You know, it made me feel truly connected to the Kansas City community and just truly honored. Like I said, I found out last week that I'd been nominated. I don't know who nominated me. I don't know how that happened, but just truly honored to have that nomination. And there was a voting period, and quite frankly, everyone who was nominated for this year's award is truly doing amazing work in this community and has truly shaped our food and really moved our food economy here. And so I'm just truly honored to have been nominated among such distinguished nominees, and truly just, I think I was like completely shocked when I got the notification that I had been selected as the winner. And this has just been an amazing experience. And, you know, I love Kansas City, and this just, you know, I certainly am feeling the love for my community.
Yeah. And Teresa, tell me about this award. Why do we do this award?
Yeah, for us, the award is extremely important in recognizing, especially those, you know, restaurant owners, those chefs, those individuals that are connected to our culinary scene in Kansas City that are doing amazing things that go above and beyond just their culinary expertise. And so that's what it does. It honors one of those individuals who really is truly helping to advance the Kansas City community.
And Emily, for those who don't know much about your business, tell us about Free From Market.
Yeah, well, Free From Market is a digital health company that works to support individuals that have chronic conditions where food is part of the standard of care. So in essence, we're really more of like a food retailer. So we help those individuals access healthy food. We deliver it direct to their door. And then we support them with those little changes that add up to significant changes to drive their health outcomes. So we're kind of a unique offering here in Kansas City, but very committed to ensuring everyone has access to healthy food.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Of course, Emily, we're also getting ready for Black Restaurant Week. How excited are you for the Black Restaurant Week to kick off?
I'm totally pumped. I didn't even know we had a Black Restaurant Week until I got the email last week. And I was like, this is so awesome.
Yes.
Because there are so many amazing entrepreneurs, chefs who are doing their thing here in Kansas City. And so I'm really excited to you know, support those restaurateurs with this Black Restaurant Week.
Yes. So. And of course, Teresa Spire is one of the sponsors for Black Restaurant Week. Tell us about your involvement and what's going to happen.
Yeah. So Black Restaurant Week, this is, I think, the fourth year that it's been here in the Kansas City area. It is a national organization. And it also has a foundation component that is called Feed Your Soul. And so they really kind of help with that back office resources that small businesses, especially in the culinary space, need. And they provide grants and so forth. And so that's all part of the whole experience with Black Restaurant Week. This is our second year as the main sponsor, and we are extremely excited to be a part of it. We know across the country that when it comes to restaurants, they have a lower success rate than some, and then especially when you get into minority communities when it comes to those restaurants. So any way that we can elevate them, that we can bring awareness to the offerings that we have in our community and to the incredible restaurants and chefs that we have, then we are happy to be a part of it.
Now, Teresa, if they want more information about Black Restaurant Week, where can they go to get that information, and how long will this take place?
Yeah, they can go to blackrestaurantweeks.com/Kansas City, or it's Kansas-City. And it shows you all of the restaurants throughout the Kansas City area that are participating in Black Restaurant Week. It continues to grow every single year. And so next year, we hope to add even more restaurants to the list, but it's a great time to get out, get, you know, into the community, try some new restaurants that you haven't tried before, and just experience some great cuisine.
Yeah, no doubt. And Emily, if they want to learn more about Free From Market, how can they get that info?
Yep, you can go to our website at www.freefrommarket.com, and you can also find us on social at shop.freefrommarket.
Congratulations, Emily, on winning that award. It's a big award because we know what Chris Good is doing right now, and he won the award last year. So much success to you upcoming with your business. And Teresa, thank you for your time giving us this information on the award and also for Black Restaurant Week. I'm looking forward to get my grub on.
Me too. And thank you so much for having us today.